I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Elena Zachary. She's adjunct faculty teaching a musical theater workshop at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Welcome, Elena.
Oh, nice to be here, Mary Charlotte, with a different hat on.
Oh, different hat on. You for once, you're not performing.
I'm not performing.
We have two performers here, Jared Vasquez and Stephanie Chevalier, and they are in a performance called Moments from Nine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a show called Nine, and Elena, tell us about this show. You have a bit of history with this show.
I have a lot of history. It was a huge hit on Broadway in 1982. Nine won nine Tonys. It was the hit of the 1982 season, very glamorous, starring Raul Julia, Anita Morris, some fabulously funny, wonderful people, Kathy Moss. And it seemed perfect to create Moments from Nine for the musical theater workshop because, like the musical Nine, I have one man and the rest women, and that is the makeup of the musical Nine. So hence, Jared is our Guido, who is a film director having a middle-aged crisis. And Stephanie, why don't you tell us who you are?
I play, I am Lillian Lafleur, and she is Guido's producer. She's very strong and very powerful, and she scares Guido to death.
She's possibly the most powerful, you know, woman on stage. And what's fun about Stephanie's part is Lillian Montevecchi won her first Tony for that same role. And in part, they kind of named it for her, Lillian Lafleur, which means Lillian the flower, was named for Lillian Montevecchi. Mm-hmm. So Stephanie's in big shoes.
Yeah.
Now, you are all singing, acting, and dancing?
Yes.
Yes.
And so, is this something that, I mean, have the two of you always done all three, or are you coming into one of these media a little bit later?
I started theater when I was a little kid. I played in Oliver. I was the Artful Dodger.
Ah.
And I was forced to do it for my mother, and it was a lot of fun. So I have been doing it for quite a while. Dancing, not so much. Dancing was more like when I got here. I've never done professional training until I got to this school. And so it was a lot of fun and a very interesting experience to get all the dance experience from this show.
Yeah, very much so. What about you?
I have actually been dancing since I was six. When I was little, we moved to Texas, and my mom had to get me out of the house some way. So she put me in ballet classes. And so I've been dancing since I was six, and then I have just been singing anything, just singing, making up songs since I was really little. I didn't actually think about performing until I was a junior in high school. And that's when I really found that it was a passion of mine.
These are really gifted students. And I have a whole class full. These are just two of our team. And speaking of dancing, it gives me an opportunity to share with your listeners that Shannon Elliott's dance workshop class is partnering with us. So we are adding tremendous dance elements to Moments from Nine. I don't want to give too much of it away. Let's just say it's one of the very best highlights of the evening are the dances. And Stephanie and Jared are in all the dances as well. Everybody does everything.
Mm-hmm. What's it like for you as a person, I mean, you're a junior in college, to play a middle-aged guy having a midlife crisis?
It was very difficult, to be honest. I mean, I'm obviously not a middle-aged man having a midlife crisis. I would hate to have a midlife crisis so early in my life, to be honest. I think you take what you already have in your repertoire. I have gone through, interesting things in my life, so I kind of, think about those things sometimes when I go on stage as Guido, and I've seen it, midlife crises with a lot of people, so I kind of, trying to research and getting to know the character, and it's been hard, but it's a lot of fun, and it's very new. It's very different than the normal roles I play, which is just the sensitive boy who cries and sings when he gets kissed and all that stuff. But it's been fun. I really like it.
And maybe when you're middle-aged, you won't have to have a crisis.
Yeah,
because you've already done
this.
It.
I don't know how it could not be a phenomenal role for Jared to enjoy, because he's surrounded by women. And every single woman on stage has a very specific relationship to him. Some of our actors have to double, you know, so that he is surrounded by a bevy of beauties, most of them glittering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glittering.
All glittering.
Yes.
Literally glittering.
There's a lot of glitter in the costume.
Well, so much
glitz. Guess what? Because Elena Zachary's behind it. But it is.
You're wearing glitter. You're wearing a sparkling shirt
always,
right now.
Always. It's symbolic.
It's, you can see it.
But it is a glamorous show. It was a glamorous show on Broadway, and it's appropriate. And we have wonderful elements on the stage of the Garson, which, by the way, this will be the last performance at the Garson until the renovations are done. So we're getting to close the season at the Garson. But it's very glamorous. The set elements that we're using are high contrast. We have marvelous sound effects that make us laugh. And we have wonderful lights. This is a really gifted team of performers and tech people that are offering this performance to the public.
So it's at the Greer Garson Theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University mm-hmm. of Art and Design. For tickets, you can call 988-1234. You can go to ticketsantafe.org, but it's free.
It's free. It's absolutely free. So we want to fill those seats. The performances, there's a preview Thursday night. You're welcome to come. Everything happens at 7, Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 7, and an additional performance Saturday afternoon at 2. But tickets are reserved, so you do want to reserve a specific seat for you. So you want to call or go to that email address.
Once again, it's 988-1234. Now, Jared and Stephanie, you've got a little bit of time left in college. Are you looking forward maybe to careers in theater, musical theater, things like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I graduate this next May, and my next plan is to earn some savings, and then either move to Chicago or Denver. I would really love to be on a touring show somewhere.
Very
I think that would be really awesome.
After I graduate, I plan on going to NYU for their musical theater composition program, because that's what I want to do. I mean, I love acting. I love doing that, but I want to write musicals and really get into that kind of world. That's what I've always wanted to do since I was little, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard them here first. Once again, the play is called Nine. It's Moments from Nine, which is the name of the musical theater production happening this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and also Saturday at 2 in the afternoon, Greer Garson Theater. Elena Zachary, Jared Vasquez, and Stephanie Chevalier, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.